feel very, very confident, even more so now that we have been there and had the presentation.
Hey, Pete, the f*** on somebody!
Rage Against the Machine are playing our first show in 10 years.
Okay, you guys, this is Jesse Putter, and
you know
I just wanted to say that
I
you
like big butts.
It's a biohazard.
What the hell is going on tonight with those people? Anyway, welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll find out every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and through the looking glass we go to find it. And our website, indispensable part of our radio show, philhendryshow.com. It's philhendryshow.com. And in the coming days, we're going to be making our website even more an indispensable part of the show. We're going to be including it in the show, and that means including it into in some of the segments that we do, getting your opinion not only over the phone, but also by way of our news feed, our Phil feed over on philhendryshow.com. So watch our live streaming video. It's happening right now, and live streaming audio and our downloads. We've just included a few more downloads from 2004. And we have our video archive, which is a 5-day video archive of this, video archives of other things. I mean, it is a big time, big, big, big time radio show website, philhendryshow.com, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Later on, Dr. Ron Tarner is going to be joining us. Dr. Tarner will be talking about Fox News and what he considers a new low for Fox News. Here is the story, and this probably has something to do with some of the screaming and crying we just heard. We have this story. Jesse Slaughter is this child's name. And when I say child, I'm serious. This is a nickname that she picked up over on YouTube. And it's a cyberbully case. She's an 11-year-old girl, and she told Good Morning America she didn't want all of this cyberbullying to go that far. Well, what are we talking about? An 11-year-old girl from Florida. She's known online as Jesse Slaughter. She's at the center of a cyberbullying frenzy when she posted online videos threatening to kill her online tormentors. However, the seventh grader's attempts to get her alleged harassers to back down failed miserably, fueling a viral spiral that has featured her profanity-laced YouTube videos. These, in turn, have led to death threats and a psychological evaluation of her, this child, Jesse Slaughter. What's her real name? This kid's name is, she's got a real name. Her videos have been viewed over 1 million times. They've spawned dozens of remixes, pairing her tirades with electronic music, and I don't doubt probably along the line somewhere a Mel Gibson audio tape or two, or maybe even a Christian Bale audio tape or two, or or whoever. This young girl, her real name is Jessica Leonhardt. She told Good Morning America on Thursday the escalating bullying began with anonymous online postings. Here is 11-year-old Jesse Slaughter, or Jesse Leonhardt. She was getting harassed online by people viewing her videos on YouTube. She responded to the harassers in this foul-mouthed video where she threatens them.
I feel very, very confident.
Sorry, here she is.
Jesse Slaughter here, and this is to all you haters, okay? Guess what? You guys are bitches. You know what? You don't faze me. I'm just doing this just so you can tell. I read the comments, I read the messages, I reply to them, but you know what? I don't give a f-. I'm happy with my life, okay? And if you can't, like, realize that and stop hating, then you know what? I'll pop a Glock in your mouth and make a brain slushy, okay? Because you hater bitches, you're just, like, jealous of me.
Poor kid. Anyway, after that video, the harassing got worse. Jesse created this video along with her dad. Now, can you imagine an adult human being getting involved in this? Complaining of the continued harassment.
Okay, you guys, this is Jesse Slaughter, and
you know
I just wanted to say that you guys have ruined my life.
First, I'm going
to
tell you right now, this is from her father. You bunch of lying, no good punks. And I know who it's coming from because I backtraced it. And I know who's emailing and who's doing it. And you've been reported to the cyber police and the state police.
Right,
so you better write one more thing. Or screw with my computer again, you'll be arrested. End of conversation from her father.
Yes, I know what you're thinking. It's a joke. I don't think so. And believe me, I tell you if I thought so. No, that guy's real. And he really thinks that. Here the mom gets in on the video as Jesse explains her life has been ruined.
I am torn. I am literally, I have been having emotional breakdowns, whatever. another for the past, like, 3 days.
You can't sleep, you can't eat because of them.
You guys are just basically tearing me apart right now. I'm crying my eyes out if you haven't noticed that. Please just stop hating. You guys are ruining my life.
Oh, my God. I just think that's disgusting that the adults were there and they saw this child engaging in this. And then they walk on down the hall and this baby is crying. Margaret Gray is joining us. She is the mother of a son who has experienced cyberbullying to this degree.
Phil, I'll tell you, it's emotionally wrenching. To this degree, I would say the answer to that question is yes, although I think Jason J. Delmonico, I think Jason J. dealt with it a little bit better. But when you hear that child, you honestly do hear the results of what can happen. If you have a child that is emotionally, I guess emotionally fragile, we're very lucky. Our son, Jason is able to put a lot of this in perspective. He had a little bit of trouble last year with the girl that was sending him these, she was sending him these video messages, and then she was posting them on YouTube as well.
All right, so she was sending them on what, on his phone?
Yes, these are these messages that you can send by way of video, or you can send on the phone the video messages. And she also posted a few online. And Jason's a tough kid, but he did have a very difficult time. It wasn't anything near as bad as this, but it was a difficult time for him.
Well, I listened to this little girl, and I feel so bloody sorry for her. Not so much that she's getting bullied, because that may happen in life, but that the parents are so completely ill-equipped that stupid, imbecile, redneck, dumbass father, and what's the mother, you know?
I agree with you. I can't disagree. I totally agree with you.
You know, I mean, the best thing to do is to explain to this child. First of all, what you do is get her off the computer and get her the hell out of the YouTube and get her the hell and explain to her how life works and explain to her how people are and give the kid a head start in this world on how to deal with humanity. But that's why I felt so bad for that little girl.
Well, the latest word on that story is that that child may be remanded for some kind of psychiatric evaluation. And that is really the sad part, because that girl, the people on that videotape that I think needs a psychological evaluation are the parents.
No, without question. I think the girl does, too.
Yes.
But I think those parents are... I want to find out about your son, Jason J. What was the bullying?
Well, this was this girl. I had told you, and I think I'd mentioned it on one of the broadcasts. This was this girl that found him cute. She was attracted to him. She was flirting with him, and he was not particularly interested in being her friend. She was, I think, 13 or maybe a year older, 14. And she started to send him these very aggressive messages. Why aren't you talking to me? She's a very big girl. And by that, I mean she's not a fat girl, but she's a big girl. And at school, she would get up very close to him and point her finger at him. And it began to frighten him a little bit. And the messages, they got a little more aggressive, Phil.
Do you know what she said?
Why are you avoiding me? And, you know, Jason, I really like you, and you shouldn't avoid me. And all I want to be is your girlfriend, and this going on for quite some time. And very very much her face filling the camera, so it was very intimidating, and a lot of finger pointing. And as I said, and of course I don't mean anything by this in terms of the girl's weight, because this is these are children, and so what we want to do is take a larger view of this, but... She was a very formidable girl. Jason's 13, and he is a big, I think he's going to be a pretty sizable young man. But this girl is 14 and was aggressive, breathing heavy, a lot of very loud talking, not particularly attractive. And by that I don't mean her weight, but she just, in terms of her facial features, she wasn't all that attractive to begin with, and it was frightening him. And he started to act out, as any child would, and we got a call from the school that he was following some other girl into the girls' room and acting out that way.
Wait, he was doing... this is your son?
Yes, he began to act out, as children will. when they get very frightened, or when they are very, very scared or they're depressed about something. So Jason was following this one young girl into the girls' room and was apparently following her.
What, was he just following her into the bathroom, or?
Well, he was trying to look up over the stall at her as she was going to the toilet. And I talked to the school, and I said, this is him basically acting out, isn't it? And they said, yes, absolutely. So I said, I really, it was amazing. I said to them, what are we going to do about this girl? They suggested that I file a civil action against her parents. So we are in the process of that. It is intentional infliction of emotional cruelty.
Let me ask you a question before we move on here. Jason, it sounds to me like got into some very serious trouble there.
In what sense? When he was following the girl?
When he followed the girl into the bathroom.
Well, he followed the girl in the bathroom. Her parents, that girl's parents, contacted us. And Frank took care of that. And the reason why I say Frank took care of that is because, fortunately, and I knock wood on this still, but we're a very well-provided-for family. And I don't think there's anything special about us. I knock wood that we do have the level of comfort that we have, and I'm very, very grateful. So Frank was able to take care of their concerns.
In what sense? Did he write him a check?
Yes. He made this something that we could all walk away from. This family with this girl sending my son videos, this is not going to be the case.
Well, no, let me ask you a question. Because I want to talk about what's right and what's wrong here.
Absolutely.
All right. Your son follows a girl into a bathroom and tries to look at her going to the toilet, and Frank takes care of this by paying that family,
He didn't pay them off, Phil. He made this something that they could live with.
All right. What if this family of this girl that's sending your son harassing videos, what if they send you money?
I don't know how to explain it. It's not the same thing.
Why isn't it the same thing?
We are not the kind of family that you pay off. We, if anything, and this is going to sound terrible, we do the paying off. We don't, you know, this girl frightened my son with these videos, Phil, with her big, I don't know how to say it, she's very, very formidable, to the point where my son acted out. And even the school recognized that it was her fault.
And the school recognized that it was this girl's fault that your son followed another girl into the girl's room and tried to watch her going to the toilet.
No, I didn't say that. I said he tried to look at her while she was urinating.
No, Margaret, you said going to the toilet.
Well, if I said that, I misspoke.
I don't know that there's much difference, but I want to get our phone number out there, and then we're going to take a break here. Our number is...
I think there is a difference in terms of the bodily function, yes, but that's not the point. The point here is that Jason was frightened to death and began to act up in a manner that is consistent with that. And we got, the summer came along, we got a letter out to the family, and cooperate.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Margaret Gray about her son being cyberbullied by a girl at school. She's sending him videos and messages. Her son, in return, acted out because he was frightened by following another girl into the girl's room and trying to watch her going to the bathroom. So we got a lot of different layers of this thing. We'll be back with more on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray in just a moment. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This case of this girl, this Jessie Slaughter, this child took on this name. It's like a cyber name. I guess she thought that this was going to be a kind of a cartoon character she would play. because the kids were bullying her, she took on this persona and she began to fire back with these YouTube videos. Unfortunately, the child has emotionally come undone, and the parents are on the video with her, and I feel so bad for this little girl, I can't even tell you.
It is tragic. It really is.
I want to talk, and then we're going to take some phone calls about your son being harassed by this girl. Did Jason J. have any kind of an emotional reaction the way this girl did?
No. He's a very tough kid. He's very strong. He didn't do the videos. He saw the girl at school, and I think he just laughed at her. I think that is how he'll be. I think initially he was. He acted out a little bit by following the girl into the bathroom and watching her. The school tells me that when that happens to little girls or to young girls, Jason's 13, 14, so these are adolescent girls. The school said that when that happens, the girls themselves will act out. And Jason did report to myself and his father in the school that the girl saw him and she started to pose.
I don't understand, pose.
Jason said she was doing, I don't know what you want to call it. She was doing poses. She was squatting over the bowl, this kind of thing.
So did she know he was there?
The school thinks that she did. I think that she did. This is perfectly normal acting out. And, you know, it's a terrible, terrible thing, Phil. Girls have it very difficult in school. But inside every girl, it seems as if there's some kind of a instinct to be to do that, to be a center, to be a centerfold for a swank. Or so I told Jason to ignore that.
All right, I'm going to take some phone calls. I want to find out if your son had any punishment, anything that came his way, including from this girl's family. Here's Bonnie in Los Angeles. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Bonnie, go ahead, please.
Hi. I feel that it's deeply disturbing that the mother is defending her son when her son actually committed a crime, and it's very possible that her son may future
What crime did my son commit? What crime did he commit? He went into the bathroom and tried to peek at a girl.
If you would like to hear.
He's a little boy that went in and tried to peek at a girl.
Since you yourself. He was 14 years old. Not a little boy. You have to know the difference between right and wrong and being a peeping Tom. And that happens to be a crime. And these type of things can lead to a sex deviancy as an adult.
But you're missing the point. You're missing that the girl that caused this big kid, as I call her, because she's very intimidating. She's very big. She sends him these videos. She's always coming up to him and pointing at him and saying, I want to be your girlfriend. I think you can well imagine.
I think there's a big difference between a girl with a crush and a boy who walks into a ladies' room and watches a girl going to the bathroom, and you're making some kind of distinction.
I do, too.
In the way in which she goes to the bathroom and that he saw her squatting. Well, that's what girls do when they go to the bathroom in a public restroom, and it's none of his business because he shouldn't be there.
I don't understand your attitude. Are you a mother?
I'm sure you'd call the police.
I don't know. I don't understand your attitude. Are you a mother? It sounds like you're very anti-child.
You're talking
are
over
you,
me.
Are you
so
anti-child?
You're talking over me. I don't know what you're saying.
I'm trying to get a word in. I'm asking you if you're anti-child. Because it sounds like you...
No, I'm anti-mother who's deeply disturbed and is a female hater. You are self-loathing as a woman. You're
You really have problems.
I'm telling you.
This
you're asking me, so I'm telling you.
Well, why do you say that?
Well, she's all of a sudden hitting me with all of these insults. Characterizing me in the most extreme ways. I'm talking about my son. I'm not talking about her son. Why do you take?
You're talking about your son and defending a crime that your son committed, whether or not he's being harassed by somebody. He should go to the authorities and report her. Tell her in no uncertain terms he's not interested. Please don't contact him anymore. That's what he should do first. And secondly,
I don't believe in getting involved in every little thing that the kids get into. I think that embarrasses them.
But you're making excuses for him. You're making
Why'd the girl squat?
For, what if your son becomes a sexual deviant because you've been making excuses his whole life?
What if this girl that my son was looking at becomes a centerfold for Swank magazine? Is that my fault, too?
Has he asked her to stop?
Has he asked who? The girl that was
girl
posing
was
in the latrine?
No, not the girl in the latrine, the other girl, the big girl, as you call her. Bonnie, thank you. Very good call. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL.
With her insults, that was a good call.
Hold on, Margaret. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
Is that right? We'll be right back.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I love that. Who let the dogs out? Did you?
I thought it got tiring after a while, you know. Margaret Gray with us here, and we are talking about cyberbullying. And this is a vicious crime. It's a vicious crime not because the kids are doing it to each other. Kids bother each other. Kids just, this generation of kids have a new tool in which to bother each other. It's when the adults mess things up even worse. And in the case of this little girl, Jessie Leonhardt is her name. I don't really want to use the nickname. And her mother and her father got involved on the video, and they started I know it's a bad thing, and I know the father's probably was thinking of, I don't know, maybe that little girl.
Yeah, well, I think the father was thinking of that poor child in Missouri. Yes, Phil, I do. As well-meaning as he was, though I do agree with you, I don't think it's the way to go, but I think that father was most likely very angry, and I got angry when I knew that Jason Jay was being harassed by this big kid. And you need to understand, from a standpoint of a mother, this girl is, she is, I want to be your girlfriend, and she's pressuring my son. She, for a 13-year-old girl, she's very, she's bigger than most of the boys in the class. And the parents are very large, and if you know anything about the phenomenon, you have this big man and the big and he gets his big woman, and they have this big kid, and so the family is like this. And I think it has traumatized Jason to the point where he acted out, as I knew he would, by following this girl into the restroom and watching her going to the toilet. The school told me that was a normal occurrence, that the girl herself might have been acting out, the girl in the bathroom, by looking at him, winking, and then squatting.
Whoa. You never told me that.
Well, I don't know if that happened. They said that might have happened.
Well, that's a hell of a thing to say, Margaret.
I understand, but I'm trying to tell you how it is. But you need to understand, the big man gets his big woman, and they have the big kid. Well, that's what happens here, but my son... You know, I forgive me for saying this. I don't want to see my son saddled with this big girl.
And well, he's only 13. I don't think that there's anything permanent, you know.
If he has an acting career ahead of him, he becomes a father, and he's married to a real big woman. And so... The lawsuit basically is about the intentional infliction of emotional cruelty, because she comes up to him saying, I want to be, and the other thing that Jason told me is, this girl has a tendency to eat Cheetos for lunch. So she has that orange smear around her mouth, and she's looking at him very unkempt, and I think it frightens him.
I want to know, Margaret, though, more about the girl that your son followed into the bathroom.
This is a normal thing for a boy to do when he's frightened.
To follow another girl into the girls' room and watch her go to the bathroom.
He was trying to. I don't know if he was able to. He got up and was looking over the stall.
And I think if the school said to you that, well, she might have looked up, winked, and squatted, and she didn't, that's irresponsible, man. That's if I was the father of that girl, I might go ballistic like this other guy. 877-876-PHIL. Here's Jackie in Houston, Texas, listening to us on KPRC. Hello, Jackie. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray.
Margaret, I cannot believe that you are defending your son going into the women's restroom. You can call them girls or whatever you want.
It's a girl's restroom.
Your son followed a girl into the bathroom. I would take that child and beat his ass. I cannot believe that you're blaming some other 13-year-old girl that he's scared of for his inappropriate behavior.
Well, what you would do doesn't necessarily mean that's good mothering or good parenting.
Whatever. Let me tell you, I've got three daughters.
Not whatever.
I'm sure you beat all three of them very well. But if I had a boy
come in and follow them
into the bathroom, I would beat their ass. And my daughters would beat their ass.
If you left a mark on them, you'd be arrested. I don't know what year you live in, but you don't beat children anymore.
The second thing I would say to you, you don't let them misbehave and do whatever the hell they want either.
You don't beat children.
You don't beat children.
No, you don't beat children.
You don't let children behave inappropriate. And when
what you are counseling is worse than what my son did.
There is nothing worse than allowing a child to misbehave without consequences.
Yes, there is something worse than beating that child, and you've done something worse than what my son would have done. You beat a child. There is nothing wrong with giving a child a spanking.
There is nothing wrong with it.
I'm sure that your father had a spanking. You said beating, not spanking.
Well, let me tell you, beating is done with a closed fist. If my children ever did something that was as defiling as following another person into the bathroom to watch them go to the bathroom, that is such a nasty...
Are you trying to tell me that you would beat a child just for looking over the stall door?
A 14-year-old boy, you bet your ass I would.
And what if he beat you back?
He better not.
Wait a minute. We're getting far afield here, ladies. You know.
No, I just wanted to, she's talking the talk. I don't know if she walks the walk.
Crazy. What do you mean walks the walk?
Well, you sound like you're all this. If that boy turned around and kicked your ass, what would you do then?
Well, you know what? 14-year-old boy who's been trained how to behave in social...
Let's stick to the point.
He should never have followed that girl to the bathroom.
And that's the point here, Margaret. I mean, let's forget about who's beating who.
This woman said she would beat a child if the child looked through a stall door because he wanted to get a laugh.
No. She's talking about...
No, that's exactly what she's talking about. If a kid looks through a stall door for a laugh, she'd beat that kid bloody. And I think that's—I don't know what to make of that.
Well, look at the whole point that we're making here is that this is as weird a piece of behavior for a little boy than it is for anybody, and for a kid to. And thanks very much for your call, ma'am. For a kid, a little boy, to look over the stall.
Are we forgetting, Phil, why I originally came on your program? This big kid is hassling my son. And
you keep calling her a big kid. Now, is that supposed to make me fear her more or fear her on behalf of your son more?
She was a very big girl, and she was with the Cheetos all over the mouth. And I don't know, Phil, if you remember back in the slave time. And Jimmy the Great got fired for this, but he was right. The plantation owner would take the big black and marry him, and they'd get a big kid.
Margaret, you're completely inappropriate. Okay?
No, I don't.
You're completely inappropriate. Your son was scared of a big girl, you say, so he acted out by looking at some other girl going to the bathroom. 877-876-PHIL. James, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Margaret Gray. Go ahead, please.
Miss Margaret, where are you born and raised?
Yes.
Where are you born and raised?
Pardon?
Where are you born and raised?
I was born and raised in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Well, down here in Texas, we have a tradition. If anything, we are polite. Okay? And, ma'am,
That's not what a friend of mine said when she was in San Antonio recently, walking down the street at 11 p.m. at night. and getting whistled at by a bunch of yahoos.
Well, and I have to tell you.
Well, walking down at 11 o'clock at night, that's a little dangerous.
Well, he said that they're polite.
Yeah. Well, ma'am, I have to tell you, if anything, I work on a ranch down here in Texas, ma'am. And if anything, first thing I think, you know, when people come to visit my ranch, first thing is, boys, take their hats off in the presence of ladies. You're invited inside the home, okay? And one thing that kind of got me all fired up was, like, the lack of respect towards the women, okay? And, ma'am, I have to say that your situation...
My son doesn't wear a hat. I don't know what he's talking about.
He's talking about a young man...
My son doesn't wear a hat. I don't... What are you talking about?
Well, ma'am, it's deference to the ladies. Deference to the ladies. Okay? Yeah, there are quite a few women out there...
You work on a ranch, and you work on a ranch.
Yes, ma'am.
And
I work on a ranch.
So you know the Brokeback Mountain. You know that.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, do the cowboys, how do they show respect to other cowboys?
Well, you tip your hat to the ladies. You tip your hat to the ladies. If anything, you down here in Texas, you open the
door
for the
ladies.
What does
that mean, Brooke? She's being a smart-ass Brokeback style, okay?
I will not stand for that, sir. I will not stand for the whole Brokeback thing. I will not stand for that.
Okay, well, you want to hang up then? Do you want to hang up then?
No.
Do you want to hang up then?
Okay. Well,
Brokeback. Jesus. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Kate on the Phil. 876-PHIL. Here is Crystal on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hey. I was trying to talk about, I think that Margaret is really thinking that her son is way above doing anything wrong. And I think they both need counseling.
He's a special boy.
I'm sure you think he is. And I understand that. I think most parents want to think that their children are, you know, they can do no wrong.
I think he was a special boy if you met him.
I'm sure he is. But
why would anybody think that when he's been looking at a girl going to the bathroom?
He was acting out because the big kid was coming at him. I told you.
Coming at him, and he was really afraid, like you say he is, then why in the world would he follow her into the bathroom? If he was really afraid, why would he follow her into the bathroom?
He's not following this. The girl, the big kid, he's not following. He's following another girl. The big kid he's trying to get away from. And so he follows another woman or girl that he would feel more comfortable with. And in the process, he wants to know where she is. He can't find her, so he looks at all. There she is, sitting on the toilet.
That's not what you said originally. You said he was trying to look at her.
Well, he wants to see what she's doing.
Because he's nervous about what?
He doesn't want the big kid coming at him.
And so this girl represents what? Like a...
It's a bonding. It's a kind of a bonding for protection.
A bonding of protection? He's going to follow any girl into the bathroom. Any girl, whether it's a big girl... Any other girl?
No. Well, he wouldn't follow any girl. She'd have to be a girl that he could relate to.
So
I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, that doesn't mean anything. He's not going to follow a big girl.
Margaret.
Why do you say that?
Have counseling. He could turn out to be a sexual offender. If he's doing that kind of thing, you need to have counseling for him. If you've got the money.
If you have
the money, you say you do. Then you need to get your son into counseling. Period.
The problem is that the big kid...
Oh, here we go with this big kid. Will you knock it off already? We already know about this girl, and you haven't said anything the girl has done that's so egregious other than the fact that she eats Cheetos for lunch and she's got that orange stuff on her mouth.
It frightens my son, all right? When he sees this big girl in a plaid dress coming at him with an orange mouth, it frightens him. And it would frighten either one of you as well. And I don't really know what my son has to do. Everyone has been calling my son a pervert. He followed a girl into the bathroom to see what it looked like. Big deal.
At the age of 13, that's weird. If he was 2, maybe. Thank you very much, Crystal, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. I can't believe that she doesn't, and that whole thing that she's talking about, and they married the big guy to the big woman and got the big kid. What the hell? Jimmy the Greek once said. 877-876-PHIL. It's a Friday night on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Back with more from Margaret Gray. And later on, we got Dr. Ron Tarner to talk about the top prison movies of all time. Phil Hendry Show.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
You take the big man and you marry him to the big woman and the big...
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You know, I think it would behoove us just for a second. I want to play. This is this little girl. Her name is Jessie Leonhart. She was bullied by some kids. She was reacting in a very visceral and emotional way. And the thing that was really disturbing is hearing the parents jumping in. I think this child could have certainly been helped if she'd had parents who were a little smarter. Let's just listen. This is this baby reacting to getting harassing at school. She created this video, and then here comes her dad, who I understand he may be feeling very protective of his daughter because of what happened to that girl in Missouri. But I don't think they're doing a kid any favors.
Okay, you guys, this is Jesse's letter, and
you
I
know
just
what?
Wanted to say that you guys have ruined my life.
First, I'm going to tell you right now, this is from her father. You bunch of lying, no good punks, and I know who it's coming from because I backtraced it. And I know who's emailing and who's doing it. And you've been reported to the cyber police and the state police.
You're right.
So you better write one more thing or screw with my computer again. You'll be arrested. End of conversation from her father.
Man, oh, man.
Well, Phil, I understand that father's emotion, although I agree with you that I don't think it was the best way to handle that. When I heard that Jason Jay was being bullied by and cyberbullied by a big kid, by a big girl, covered in all of that Cheeto dust and the things that boys are frightened of, I really breathed a sigh of relief when the school called me and said that they caught him in the girls' room, because I knew he had to act out. And I asked Jane Ellencourt, who is the dean of discipline, I said, now, was he looking at a girl going to the toilet? They said, yes. I said, no big thing. They said, probably not. So I said, well, he got it out of his system.
So you knew that what he was going to do?
I knew. Phil, I know men. I know what you guys do when you get nervous. You get out the telescope and you start looking through any bedroom window you can find. It's perfectly normal.
No, it is not perfectly normal. And no, I don't do that. I don't do that.
Well, maybe you handle pressure better.
No, I don't particularly handle pressure very well. Not at all. 877-876-PHIL. Here's Sharon in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Sharon, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray. Go ahead, please.
Margaret, I just can't believe...
Yes, hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I cannot believe that you will allow that to happen. You're creating a problem for him in the future when it comes to women
and
spying.
What kind of problem? What kind of problem?
Think about it. If you letting him know that it's okay to peep, guess what? He's going to meet the same peep and Tom that you just talked about.
Do you honestly, don't you think, you're a woman, don't you think it's normal for men that when they're under a lot of pressure, I've heard of guys putting cameras in outhouses.
Let me tell you.
Oh, come on.
Margaret.
Yes?
My daddy is 6'6". My mom is 6'4". I am 6'5".
Yeah.
If he were to come in the bathroom on me, I would have beat the tar out of him because that's what my daddy raised me to.
But I told you he was frightened of the big girl that was coming
at him. Think he would have been frightened then? If he would have came in the restroom on me, you haven't seen frightened. He would have been like a cat with the hair standing up on him.
But he was acting out.
And
acting out with a
I love it. All of a sudden, it's funny, Mr. Henry. Is it funny?
That was a very funny line.
It's funny. If a 6'5" woman, because you beat my son, you'd beat my son within an inch of his life. Because all he was doing was
touching my body. You don't have no business looking at my
body. Who said he was touching your body? No one's touching your body.
I'm letting you know the golden rule. I'm letting you know the golden rule.
Try to get a look.
Look it. You, Margaret, by the way, as long as we have Sharon on the line, quoted Jimmy the Greek about the big slave.
I'm not talking about the modern African-American. I'm talking about the slave.
That was complete crap then, as it is now.
But this girl just said she has a big father, a big mother, and she's big.
And my brother's big. And my brother's a big. And they're 300
pounds. Your brother's a bitch?
Her brother's big. It has to do, Margaret, with the genetics. It has to do with the family trait. You know, my stepson has brothers that are all about 5'11", and Chris is 6'3". He's got big people on his grandmother's on his grandfather's side.
That's really interesting, Phil. I just hear that the hour is out now. So we've run out of time listening to you tell it.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that we were up.
Phil.
Thank you very much, Sharon. Thank you. I appreciate it.